So does it charge each entity for using that, or can you buy, use the set counties?
You buy a license.
Can we use the counties?
It's assigned to the phone. Oh. That license goes where the phone goes.
Better get us a credit.
Oh, yeah.
For now.
Okay.
U.S. Forest Service.
It won't do it because it wants
to. That's what I put.
We're on.
You're recording.
We're on. Yeah, we're ready.
The backup is working.
Okay. I got to take off. All right. Sounds good.
There's one of these right
okay.
there.
Today is January 6th, 2026. This is the meeting of the Brooklyn Special Service District. We're here in Elsinore at the Town Hall. I'm Brent White. And we have Tyler Monroe here, Matt Dyring, Debbie Barney, Ralph Brown, Malcolm Nash, Parker V, Brooks the Mac. Close enough.
Close enough. It's pretty good.
Valerie Hopper, who's the Elsinore Mayor, Scott Hansen, Coy Barton, and Cody Hansen. So, did you get my email about minutes? This says the February 25th, or November 25th meeting. We've had two meetings since then.
The last meeting was December the 16th.
Yeah. But isn't this asking for approval for the board minutes?
Yes, my error. It should be December 16th.
Okay.
That's what it was. Just see if you catch it.
So, did anybody have any questions on the minutes from the December 16th meeting?
Keep it down there.
Were you able to put minutes together from December?
I emailed them to you.
Or did you email them to everybody else?
I just emailed them to you, and I said this is what I got for the notification.
Okay.
So, is that what this is?
No, those are my minutes. Based on the recording, so I had forgotten that. My error, again.
So
it's been a busy few weeks.
This one then?
You can look at those and hold off on approving those until after you've seen Debbie's. Okay. And then pick or approve both.
So we'll need to next week.
Yeah, you can do those next time.
But we can look at this, huh?
Yeah, yep.
Give us something to go on. Okay, so the first item of business we have on here is the update on the construction project. Parker and Coy?
I'll let Coy kind of give a quick update.
Yeah, so A-Line, that's Silver Spur. They're probably two-thirds of the way through main or total project. They're
really?
With the main line. All they have left is the further South Street, 1400 South, and then a little bit north to south on 400 East. So they're moving along. They've got plenty of meters to go back and do. Like, you know, that'll take them a good amount of time to go back and do each one of those and the service lines. And then the master meters. So things are going well.
So they haven't done any house connections yet?
No. Yeah, I mean, they're... I think it'll be interesting and fun once we get to those. So,
interesting.
We're planning to start that like February, like first of February.
You dig up any bodies, just hurry and dig.
That's true.
Choose a new alignment.
Nothing to see here.
Thank good weather. Thank goodness.
For yeah, no,
yeah, it's been great.
All the contractors around here have been loving working down here. It's been good.
So when do they have an anticipation finish date?
They haven't, moved from their original date just to give them some buffer, but it seems like they're trending towards finishing early, a month or two early.
So when would it be?
Let's see. So I think they were supposed to finish mid-June. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I'm just trying to find that right now, but that's so kind of what I remember was June-ish.
The house thing, I think, will determine.
Yeah.
I mean,
we should get slowed up on that.
In theory, they should be able to do two or three house connections a day. So, I I mean, that could take 45 days, 60 days to do the houses. And then we'll have all the road repair they'll do in probably about May. So even if we're wrapped up with the water side, we won't be doing road work until about May when it warms up.
I talked to Caden today. He said we're going to be second to go on here in just a couple of days. Because I was talking to about 1400 South, the rest of 1150, they've got to do up to Brooklyn Road, and then the little bits on the side streets. Mm-hmm. He said, oh, but we're going to be rolling. We're bringing a second crew on.
Yeah.
How close are they going to the houses? Are they going?
Within 5 feet?
Yeah, they can't get closer than 5 feet.
Okay, and then the homeowner has to pay for the rest?
Correct. Yeah. Or just
they'll connect right there.
Yeah. We'll hook on as soon as we can, but worst case scenario, we go 5 feet.
Okay.
So, and then we're working with them to get a price for the rest of 1400 South, which is down past the gravel pits, to Russ there, which is happens to be on screen. But so we're thinking we're going to be able to use that EPA money to just change order into their contract, knock it out, not have to rebid it. So that should be the next week that we get those back from them.
Were we going to go all the way down and then put a?
Will be a hydrant.
Hydrant there. We can drain, right, like clear past.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Then you can flush it once a month.
Are you hooking all those people on down that road?
Everybody that's
all
got
the
a connection.
Yep.
Everybody that's already got a connection.
Mm-hmm. How so far east are we going?
East, we're going to go to the corner of 800 East.
Yeah.
Well, are we going to the corner of 800 East on 1400 South also?
No.
Or just on 1150 South?
Just on 1150.
Okay.
On 1400, we're going to just where the canal comes across.
Jordan Shumway asked me if they...
Be right in front of his house.
It will be?
Well, across the street.
He said he'd like to hook on.
Well, so would everybody...
I think a whole bunch of people would like to hook on.
We've got to figure that out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just know that he brought it up today. Right.
Yep. And then as far as this beeline stuff, you may have seen Cody out, HMH. He's been moving equipment down. They were going to start laying pipe on Monday, but the rain pushed them back. They figured they'd make more of a mess, so they may tomorrow start laying pipe, but they've been staging and doing concrete ditch removal. You know,
they were out like digging that concrete up today on Sierra Vista.
Yeah. I told them to start right in front of Tyler's house. It'd be a good place to
I think that's where they are, yeah. So
they are one of the greatest walking around right there. My wife's like, what's going on out there? Don't worry about it.
What are they doing in this area right now? Do you know?
Central.
Like right by the river. I seen they were digging right there and had one of their trucks over there today.
By Central?
Yeah.
HMH?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Their excavator and truck.
Unless they're doing Charlie's subdivision, but I don't know the charge.
It was right before you cross the bridge right there where new guys used to own.
Clear down.
Well,
Sooner River Road.
Yeah, oh, right oh the down on that side.
Yeah. I don't know.
Goop guys and works for him. One of them, I can't remember his name. David
does?
Okay. Yeah.
That's cool.
Or he did work for him in the past. Maybe it's just something
okay.
on the
Maybe
side.
Maybe just on the side. Right. He might have just stole their equipment. Stole it. Whether it's right here. I went to school with him. He's a pretty good kid.
So anyways, yeah, that's kind of the update. Things are progressing well or moving along, so.
Anything?
Yeah, I have a question on that, and I don't know if now's the time, but I can anticipate there will be some road repair along Brooklyn for all the entrances. I mean, mine's not going to be that big a deal because it's gravel, but it's going to need to be repaired.
Mm-hmm.
Raymond's.
I didn't think about that.
Is asphalt, and yeah. There's several other asphalt.
You just pull up the plans real quick.
Yeah, so is that included in this?
Yeah, we okay. can show you how it's called out on the plans.
Okay. Because I can anticipate plans. Questions, and
I didn't think about that.
Waiting mine's for Raymond asphalt. To be like, hey, what's he going to do?
So gravel.
I can anticipate more than questions.
Yeah.
Gravel. We'll try to clean those up as we go, and in most cases, that if it's like clean gravel, usually they'll pull the clean gravel back. They'll dig their trench. Some contractors are really prepared and they'll have like belting or plywood or something to put their dirt on so they're not mixing the dirt with the gravel, or they'll stockpile it in a rock bucket or on the side where it's just on dirt. And then hopefully they'll be able to just rake your gravel back and clean it up that way. But most of the time we end up buying a little extra clean gravel to go back and touch it up.
And I anticipate that.
Yeah. So we do have it called out, like every driveway we've got road repair, whether it's gravel road repair or asphalt. So we've tried to address that in the bid package. And then inevitably there'll be somebody that we've missed or we don't have enough called out.
100%.
We just overrun it.
So right there in front of Raymond's, he's got an asphalt of the entire frontage.
Yep, so there's Raymond's there. The red means asphalt's coming. The yellow is the gravel.
Yep.
It'll vary a little bit, but that's our best, you know, that's our estimate of how much they'll need everywhere.
I'm just glad you prepared for it.
Sounds a good idea.
I thought asphalt clear across.
Raymond's?
Yeah.
It's not technically asphalt right there, but it's pretty hard. He's probably put some oil on that at some point. I don't know. We'll have to figure that out.
Yeah, and if we need to, on Raymond's, for example, if it makes sense to just asphalt the whole thing to blend it in, then we can do that. It's not a problem.
Yeah. We might have to. I was just thinking about maybe saving a little bit of money. I don't know how long you could to address issues.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yes, we'll do that. The gravel we'll try to do for the most part as we go. Every contractor approaches a little different. Some are, they'll do a week's worth and then they'll go back and they'll clean up that week. Some will just get all the pipe in the ground and then go clean up the whole thing.
One thing we're going to have to pay attention to, though, is some folks, that is their only ingress and egress.
Right.
So, like myself and Raymond, we can go down and out along Shane Okerlund's.
Okay.
But my new neighbor, you don't have another way into your place. So we're just going to have to make sure that Cody and company.
Yeah.
Like Green's down 980 North.
Yeah. Accommodating as possible.
They can come around, but then they only go 20 feet. So they're, I had to dig up that road to put my gas line in, and I had to make sure they could.
Okay. Yeah, and we just make sure we get that on a weekly construction agenda for Cody to just see what he's planning.
There'd be a little inconvenience.
Most of them are single access.
Okay. Anything else? Anybody have any questions or other comments on the construction? So when do you have your weekly construction meetings?
Wednesdays at 3. Everyone.
For both of them?
Okay, yeah, Wednesday at 3 for A line, Wednesday at 4 for B line.
Okay.
So
it's all.
Feel free to drop by if anyone's ever.
So Silver Spur is at
3.
Wednesday at 3.
HMH, Wednesdays at 4.
Is that just at your office?
We just do it wherever they're working.
Okay.
We come out to them.
It's an informal.
I've been off the last 2 days, so I've kind of cruised around and checked out what people are doing a little bit.
Okay. Next item is, are we ready to go?
Do we have one tomorrow?
Yeah. There should be.
Okay, we should just do one of it on my calendar each
for tomorrow.
So the next item is the review and update of asset transfer agreement. We had some proposed changes, didn't we, in that last time? Have we updated that?
I haven't seen any changes. So do we have a draft we're working off of?
Yep. There's a draft. And I have not, we did not get to that. So I don't have any updates on the asset transfer today.
Okay, so we'll do that.
We'd kind of put all our eggs in the CIB scope of work basket. But
when did they put up the EPA sign over here?
The other day.
When was that today?
A couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Are you the one that drove over it?
I might have.
We got a picture when it went up, so that's okay.
Is it someone in it?
I don't know.
It's leaning rather.
The wind.
There's wind.
Yeah. It's like a wind tunnel down that road. Hope my roof stays on.
How about the, and this is why Mayor Hopper's here, review of the water purchase agreement with Elsinore. We were also going to, who were the people that we're hiring to look at the water agreement?
C- Cody.
So Cody won't look at that. He'll look at your rate structure within the district.
Okay, here's just the rate structure.
Mm-hmm. And we don't really have a WAP prepared or really anything prepared on that still. Where I was planning on today just being a special meeting for the CIB stuff. That's kind of what we prepared on.
We wanted to try and figure out how we're going to spend that money, right?
Right. And so that's what Coy's prepared for us tonight is more of the CIB stuff. As far as the Elsinore rate structure, I mean, it's still the same. I'm looking through that. We've got a memo that's really changed on.
Yeah, we had a couple of things that going to change. We need to get them a copy so they could be good and get back with us if they're in.
We have council meeting on next Tuesday. We've changed our meeting to Tuesday. So I'd like to have something to run past.
We'd have a draft for them. We both need to see the draft and be in basic agreement before we send it.
Is it supposed to go to Eric Johnson or something?
Yeah, he'll need to. He'll need to review it.
So we need it a few days before next Tuesday, next Thursday.
Tuesday.
If you guys are okay swapping agenda items, if we can go on to the CIB stuff, while we're talking about that, I'll pull up the agreement and then draft.
CIB thing's not on the agenda, but
CIB's not.
We'll go ahead and cover it. We're fine.
Yeah, is there not any decision type stuff to go with it? It's more just
call this information.
So this is to get them to let us change the use of some of that money, right?
Yeah, to discuss options on what we can do with the remaining funds. So everyone's got a copy of this here. I can kind of take you through this stuff quick. The first section, project funding, that just summarizes the funding we're beginning with. It shows the EPA, the CIB, and then Sevier County's cash that they put in. Next up, your A-line EPA funded project. This takes us through the construction expenses so far. So you've got Silver Spur contract, a change order for brass meter components, the engineering, and then $100,000 in contingency in that table two there. This leaves that project with $816,000 of EPA money. And then if you flip over to the next page, it kind of shows the game plan with that money there. So we've been calling it the C line, the 1400 South section that by the gravel pits out to Russ Meekum's. We're getting pricing back. We've budgeted $620,000 there that we'll use from the EPA bucket. That leaves us with approximately $200,000 that we can use to go down Meadowlark. It's kind of the game plan.
And this would be a separate contractor, right? We're gonna do
possibly. With that one, we're hoping to put it into Silver Spurs as well, rather than rebidding it out. Okay. If they're on board.
Yeah. If they're doing well, might as well just.
Yeah, so the funding agency's tentatively given us permission to do it that way as long as they don't try to gouge us with high pricing. Okay. So ideally, all the pricing from their original bid, and the contractors already basically said that they would hold their pricing on those. There's a few bid items that we don't, that are new, and that they will have to provide additional pricing for. So as long as everything comes in and passes the BS test and is kind of what we would expect, there shouldn't be any reason why we wouldn't consider to just change order and keep moving.
Okay. Now, I don't know near as much as these engineers do, but I'll tell you what I'm excited about, running the bigger loop for hydraulics and everything running all the way down Meadowlark. That's exciting to me.
Would the 195 go all the way down Meadowlark?
No, so it's about 500,000 to get all the way. That 196 is just to use every last cent of the EPA money first.
That's what's left over.
Beeline CIB.
And then we'd finish with this CIB money to get the rest of that. The other 300,000 would come from CIB.
We've done that quite a bit with the other people.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, is he going to be okay with that?
I think so.
They've never said, we use it somewhere else, you got too much.
Well, we are tight on money, but I think we can make it work.
Let it finish the project.
Yeah, where it's already assigned to us.
Yeah. Okay. It's nothing new.
So, yeah, that kind of takes us through the game plan with the EPA monies, you know, getting every dollar spent on construction.
I didn't see any emails from Matt today, did you?
No, I haven't seen anything. Okay. Hopefully
tomorrow.
Yeah. Any questions or comments on that?
So who's going to CIB to plead our case?
And when?
So, talking with Tyler yesterday, I'm guessing it may be...
I'm on the board.
It may be possibly March before we go. The March meeting. I talked to him about February, and he's not sure if we can get it on the February 1 yet, but I'll call him again after tonight's meeting, you know, get in touch with Tyler tomorrow. And where it's a change of scope and not a change of money, it may still fit on the February 1. So.
Okay. Let me know so Malcolm and I can be there.
Malcolm's wanting to get rid of this thing.
I can barely get minutes done, Brent. You want me in front of that group?
Okay, and then I guess we'll jump down to the CIB, the B-line. This kind of summarizes our costs to date, or anticipated costs that are coming. This is the HMH, engineering, legal fees, the Elsinore Town infrastructure purchase. And then you'll see the other $300,000 for Meadow Rock Lane there, about six items down. Some additional engineering services to do the design and construction management down Meadowlark. We've got the rate study with Cody Dieter, and then the micro surfacing, the Elsinore Addition roads. So some background on that one. That was something that the county and the roads department had talked about from the beginning, was having that at the back end of the project, going into micro surfacing all of those roads through there. They bid out their 2026 pavement preservation project, the road department did, and they included a separate schedule within that. That is just the addition. And so that's a bid price there, that $299,000. They did do a little segment that is out of our project area that we may clip out, so that could decrease by 30 or, you know, somewhere in that range, $30,000. So that's that, and then we've budgeted $100,000 in contingency there, which puts your total CIB expenses at $2.8 million, and then so that leaves $1.46 million in contingency. That could grow. We still do have the $100,000 in the A line, and the $100,000 in contingency in the B line. So that could grow by $200,000, or it could, you know, in theory shrink as well.
So far we haven't had any.
Yeah, I don't foresee anything.
We haven't had any surprises yet, have we?
No, so the risk on A line, well, really A line and B line both, is just if we need an additional road repair to get things put back the way they need to, so.
Okay. Remind me exactly what the infrastructure purchase entails from Elsinore.
So that's the 2019 project. So the new 10, the 8-inch from the river out, and then the 17 fire hydrants.
In a nice way, we're taking Elsinore Town out.
Yep.
So
it's a hostile takeover.
Yeah. This is not a hostile takeover.
It's helpful.
It's a friendly takeover.
It's only hostile if you don't change the name of that.
That's something, baby.
Then it's hostile. Change the name, yes.
So, what other thing? We still have those 10 connections we got to pay Elsinore for, right?
Yes.
So that's not included in that.
That is not included.
Okay.
So, Where is that money going to come from? We've got a check for $60,000. We're just anxious to give them.
Yeah, all right, let's take it.
But that'd leave six more connections. That's another $90,000.
I thought the 10 connections came with the whole project. That was kind of a give me for bringing in $7 million, and no one has to pay for it.
That's why we're discussing this.
That's how I remember.
Yeah, I mean,
there was a certain amount of meters that they had already earned because of Elsinore's growth, but they hadn't paid for it yet. That's the same ones you're talking about?
Nope. These are 100.
Yours were additional.
Meters plus 10 was always a part of the package.
Well, you're kind of talking the same thing. Because we had.
I thought there were two things. I thought the plus 10 was part of the package, but the ones that Brooklyn Tap Line had earned from previous years as Elsinore had grown, they hadn't paid for yet.
We hadn't earned them. We just had the right to purchase.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But that's a different 10 than what we're talking about.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
It is.
The other 10
would be 12. So you're getting 10.
Yeah.
However, that
would be over another 10 to a total 20.
Well, the district gets another 10.
Yeah, so basically we're going to buy 10, and 10 are included, so 20.
But,
right.
But the 10 doesn't matter anymore because you're buying.
I feel like we're not on the same page.
No,
okay.
Right. I know. Are we talking past each other?
We're not.
Okay, so the 10 was what we had agreed with Brooklyn, that for every 10 meters we sold in town, they had earned the opportunity to purchase another meter.
Okay. Yeah.
So that has built up to about 10 meters. But they haven't ever purchased those. So that's what Brandon's talking about, finally purchasing those 10 that have been built up. Plus then we threw in another 10,
right,
with this project, but the 10 from them has not been paid.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So your 10's there no matter
and
what.
And I've only accounted for the 10
that went from with
us. It's not our 10.
I haven't accounted for
that
10.
Really should be the question is do we need 20?
You don't want to turn them down.
Yes, you want 20.
So, but we're talking about 10s, and so that's got us all jacked up.
No, I think
we're
all on the same page. The 10 goes in on that 13 that's up there on the top, infrastructure purchase. That's the 10 we threw in. But their 10 that they earned, they haven't paid
correct
for those.
Correct.
Okay, yeah.
How much they're entitled to those. If they don't want them, that's fine.
How much are they a connection?
I'd have to go back and look. I think it was 15,000.
15,000 is what I remember.
We could squeeze it in there. Yeah, and ideally that should come out of Brooklyn Tap Line money.
Yeah. Well, we don't have enough paper.
We don't have enough.
You can buy two.
We've got enough for four right now, and we can maybe squeeze them. Depending on how
you're halfway there.
But is there not going to be anything left? That's just what this board, the Brooklyn SSD board, right? That's what you have, is that much money.
Brooklyn still has our money. Needs to be disposed of, quite frankly.
Yeah. Dispense, not disposed. You can't burn it.
Well, we need to get it out of Brooklyn.
You need to spend it.
So we don't want to transfer it. We want to actually spend it.
Yes.
Yeah. So
we can transfer some, and we're expecting probably a small operating account to make things go. But
we should.
So we need, this is what we need to make sure we're all in agreement on.
So and the way I factored it, just so we're all on the same page, so far I've taken Brooklyn Tap Line water usage, Elsinore Addition water usage, put it all together, averaged it out on a per connection basis, added 10 more, the 10 connections that we've talked about, added that into the totals, and that's how we've looked at all of the rate structuring, the block of water we're talking about purchasing, all
right.
That's with those 10 included.
Right.
But so there are the 10, average. Both 10?
Not the other 10 that they might still purchase.
So in other words, you don't want the ones that you have.
It sounds like we want to at least purchase four or five
But point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
Point of order. There are still a few, in addition to those 20, or how many you buy, there's still a few floating.
They've been accounted for.
In the total number. Correct. But they're not all in usage yet.
Right. Correct. So I've also accounted.
Because
we don't know where they are is one of the reasons. Because
I know.
There were 110 sold, and we know where like 96 of them are.
Yeah.
So the difference in between there, I would Brooklyn Special Service District is buying everything that Elsinore had.
Right.
But there's That's my point.
Yeah, in addition to these 20 that's on the table.
And
now.
At some point, we're going to have to figure out how to
find.
Utilize those.
Well, there's no name attached to those 14, is there?
Well, no, they're on a piece of property.
Well,
so the question is we're held responsible for those that are not accounted for. So if somebody does come in and they have documentation, we have to supply them.
We have to be able to.
For that, so.
And the last couple that we've found have been that way. Howard Hatch came in and said, I have a meter on my property. And we go, we don't show you do. And we went out and inspected and dug it up, and he had a meter on his property. We put a meter in for him, you know. And that was the last one that happened.
So that's going to be an expense on our part later on down the road.
Unforeseen.
That's unforeseen. It's going to be a little harder for us. We're liable for it.
So
if you don't want.
With one caveat, because like you can put in ordinances that make it so if they don't pay, if they're not paying a water connection for 3 years or 5 years or whatever, 7 years, whatever, they forfeit it. And so, yeah, during that period, you're still liable. But at some point, like, you guys can't be liable
for
it.
It's an abandonment. Yeah, in perpetuity, you can't.
I've owned this lot for 10 years. Now I want it. But I've never paid you a dime.
Yeah. And I guess just some context on that. So Aurora City, we have 10 or 12 connections that have been inactive for 50 plus years. And when lot prices went way pricey, all of a sudden all this land started moving. And we had about 5 of them in a row where we had to go in and not only replace the meter, but we've got to go clear to the main line. Aurora City had to dig it up. I'm like, they've not paid on the system for 50 years. They don't know.
They haven't retrieved it.
Got a whole connection. You can't charge the impact fees on anything that's been paid at some point, but you can charge them the connection fee if you're set up.
We did the same thing.
As far as Elsinore City is concerned, did they do anything like that prior? Was there anything in your law that allowed that to?
So they just adopted that same ordinance, what, last year? We helped you get that in your code, too? As far as if they're inactive for a certain time.
Yeah, we do charge.
We need to get that on our
But as far as the meters that are out there, the guy did is just he just put meters on places. I mean, they weren't even metered at first. They were just hooked right to the line.
We had no layers.
It's like... I would just say that anything after this whole thing is done doesn't count. I mean, if they haven't come forward by now.
That's true, because they know about this project. So
yeah,
if they want it, they should be knocking
on the door. Unless there's actually a meter on the property, like this one.
Yeah, we would have to run that through.
There was actually a meter there.
Yeah, there's legal rights to start trying to take people
out. But there has to be a time.
But legally, whatever meter there, do.
Yeah,
so
that's
a right question. Starting February 1st.
Okay, let's... get back kind of on track.
Okay.
So your calculations don't have that extra 10 in.
So they've got the 10 that the county's negotiated, but they do not have the potential additional 10 that you guys can buy.
Okay.
But we could buy those, and then 15 years down the road, we have our own well.
Well, that's one of the things that Corey's going to talk about.
Well, so you would be able to buy them from Elsinore. We aren't buying them water.
Yeah, you're not getting water right. You're buying capacity out of their system. Yeah. So you wouldn't be able to take that 15 and put it in a well. Because it wouldn't be paper water.
But we could watch for a couple of years, and if we're not using a ton of water, say, hey, you know what, we can open up two or three of those because we're only using 4 million.
Right, and that's kind of the beauty of setting it up where Elsinore Town doesn't have to get in those details. And again, if you guys conserve water, then yeah, you could add a couple more connections at the end of the day. Elsinore's always allocated a certain X amount of tank capacity, source capacity, and the best way for Elsinore to take advantage of that is they want to get you, they want you to buy all that water, right? Like, that's what's going to, because they're saving the capacity for themselves and for you, regardless of whether you're using it all or not. So it's really in your best interest as a revenue stream.
Might as well use it. They want us to use it.
You know, not to have you exceed it, but to get you as close to that limit every month as they can. So
do you need to redo the calculation on that water purchase agreement?
Not necessarily. So I think we can leave it as is, and then if you guys decide to buy 10 more, we would just add that in once you've bought them, amended in, or however you want to do it. So
it's also a double-edged sword too, by buying them, and not one of the things that some of us may want to restrict growth.
Yeah.
And so by saying, oh, we don't have the capacity to have a subdivision built out here. We don't have the capacity to do that. And so do I think that... So it's a double-edged sword. It goes both ways. But,
yeah. But we can still have them and then set our ordinance or our bylaws that we will only do X per year or something like that.
What we've been telling so far is that we have existing customers, and that's who we're trying to take care of right now. And then we have those that have meters and may not be active, but they have the right to them. We're picking up with those that are out on the addition, and then we have those that are our own. And I think all of that is... So you're saying it's about 14 out there? You said 110 and 96?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
14 plus, what, our 6 or 7? So we have 20...
Plus the 10. So we have 30.
That are inactive, but they're basically assigned already. It's just... I mean, we can't go out and...
Don't sell them yet.
Sell them to somebody else because they are connected to somebody or
betting the rent.
Piece of property.
Right.
So the additional 10.
Let me clarify that, Brett. The difference between the 96 active right now and the 110 that were sold, there are a few that are out there that we know where, of those 14, there are a few that we know where they are, but they belong to the county.
Yeah.
There's like three of them.
Three of them in the county.
Yeah, three of them that belong to the county. One of them belongs to your son, correct?
Grandson.
One of them belongs to your grandson. So some of those 14, but there are 14 that we don't know where they are. Some of those 14 we know where they are.
So we're back to
but there is a difference in between what was sold and what's active right now of 14. But some of those, maybe half of them, we know where they are. But there are the other half, we don't even know where they are.
Yeah.
But I want to clarify, there's not 14 missing.
So there's roughly 5 to 7 that are...
7 or so missing.
And just one clarification point, the whole reason why the county did this whole project is for an affordable housing avenue within the Brooklyn Special Service District. Do you know Steve Waldrop?
Well, that name sounds familiar.
Yeah, he's the state legislature. He does these projects. He's calling me tomorrow.
I know who you're
to discuss that $20,000 grant for first-time home builders, which will tie into the lots that the county own, because we're going to work with R6 to have the self-help houses, so that'll infuse a few nice young couples.
So I think
in the addition.
We need to be careful, because what's going to be acceptable there is not in the rest of the
it's services. Easier to restrict where he's talking than in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when you talked about that on the radio the other day, and you talked about those little lots, and I thought that might be where some of these guys are getting the idea that they can come in and do 50 or 30
house subdivisions.
Subdivisions, because they're thinking these little tiny things.
But I was pretty clear about first-time home builders.
Yeah. But we need to get it established so what we can do and how big we can make those, what we can require for a lot in the rest of the district. Otherwise, and part of that is going to be a discussion next Monday night at the canal.
You've got some big things in front of you.
I talked to Robert Leary today.
It's big issues.
About that.
Yes, it's going to be fun.
Yeah. He told me he's going to be.
Question. How is letting the people in the addition have two lots to make the right amount for their septic systems? So, but what happens when there's things like the radio and saying that these, whatever, people go out and buy those lots, they expect there to be a meter that goes with it, because we have it all the time. We have people that go to wherever auction their auction, and then they come in and say, we want our meter put in. Well, there's no more meters going in there right now from Ellsworth Town.
Is that part of due diligence when they purchase the lots, though?
Yes.
Isn't that on them?
That's on them. That is totally on them.
Yeah.
Because the agreement was only for 85 meters in the first place.
So, yeah, if somebody buys, that's their due diligence.
And they do it all the time.
The state real estate purchase contract for land separates every utility out, and so it's all disclosed up front. So if they're missing it, then they're not looking at all.
Well, we probably need to have this discussion, but we need to get Coy finished up so they can have that to take.
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Going down. So with the $1.46 million remaining, we've listed out these few additional mini projects that we could pursue. There's more info about each of them on the next page, but you'll see maintenance shop, the Austin Loop, which is to connect Austin and Brooklyn for eventual possible use. Getting a backhoe mini excavator there, or drilling a 10-inch well. So you'll see some estimated cost for each of those. There's a big range on the well, depending on land and a couple things like that. If you go to the next page, I'll hand this out. This was just something we requested from Clearly. They're a building. Manufactured building, a pre-engineered building supplier that Indy's recently in a couple.
This one, they're pretty decent. They're not red metal, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just, you know,
if you want one. Well, I mean, my dad put one of these up. It's a super nice building, but
These are just possible.
And we can get a quote from, like, CO. Typically, CO's double for the building to go to straight steel, which... Again, it may be well worth it to do that today and not worry about it again.
What's their name?
Yeah, this was just an initial proposal.
Well, I support the plan of getting a building, a maintenance shop. I think that is a wise use of the funds. I think the lifespan of the Cleary is probably not as long as the red metal, but... Does that mean I shouldn't have even said that.
There,
people are like, well, it's
a placeholder.
And that's the beauty of it, is when we go to CIB, we're not going to say we're going to do a Cleary building. We're going to say we're going to do a maintenance building.
That's the
price range, and then you guys get to decide what kind of building you want.
That's a good thing.
I'd put it out to bid.
They're a very nice building.
And these guys who are right next to us here, that took severe heating, they do metal buildings.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I bid against these guys on a building, and I beat the pants off them.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where are they out of? So they're kind of, they're either regional or national, yeah. So like they got a big.
So, but I agree with that.
I agree though.
So we could get bids. I could talk to Chad, and then same thing like on a backhoe. My buddy runs Wheeler down in Hurricane. You can usually get it.
A lot of times those kind of places have
green deal.
Well, they do like deals to municipalities, like I know like New Holland through Masons, like they do deals. I don't know how that might all work, but
good because then we don't have to worry about maintenance or nothing. They just take care.
Yeah,
of
but as a municipality, there's some advantages of you know talking to a dealer, and if you want a Cat or if you want a New Holland or if you want a Case or whatever, you just.
Bob Watts has leased and bought a lot of equipment through the years. Oh, yeah. That's a county road.
That's all they
do. He can talk to him a little bit.
What do you need, Coy?
Nothing. I mean, we're just looking for feedback. Like, what are the priorities? You know, we can.
So we have to decide. I mean, we have 1.5. If we went with the shop, which I think is a really,
I think that has to be right there.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's
it. I think a piece of equipment, whether it's a Mini X or a backhoe.
Which is going to be more valuable to you, do you think?
I was thinking a backhoe because it'd be easier to
road it around.
We don't have to find a truck or a trailer.
So the other option would be, do you do a smaller mini, and then like a 14K trailer that's parked in there? And then whoever, like Scott could hook onto it as the operator, or you guys, or whoever.
We could do that too, as long as we leave it hooked up.
But I think if you do the mini route, I think it's got to be small enough that you can get it on like an equipment hauler trailer. It's like a 3500 or somewhere
in
that range.
And the trailer and the mini and everything.
It's right one package, yes. So then you can road it around. The mini is going to be more versatile as far as getting in a backyard, which shouldn't be an issue moving forward anymore. But
if we can combo it with a trailer, I think it's the best way to go. You could do a 305 Cat and be just fine pulling with the truck.
Yeah.
We'll on the next meeting agenda, we'll put this specific item
kind
on.
Kind of get more in depth.
Use of CIB money. Use of extra money.
If we go to the February meeting, we'll have a pretty good list of what we want to go after. I think the big thing too is, do we want to try to buy a couple of well rights and drill a well, and then you can supplement some water on your peak months? Because that's another thing you could look at potentially doing is drilling a well. You can drill the well without any water rights, but you can't equip it without a water right.
So,
but even if you got one municipal or one residential well permit, which there was one that went for sale not too long ago, we probably should have had you guys buy. Or if you can convert Brooklyn Water underground.
We might be able to.
So, but the well.
Which I don't know.
It's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
Well, there's some options that they need to look at. And,
yeah.
And.
Because we can drill a well as a test well, and then not equip it. But I don't know that CIB is going to love that idea. But if we can get one underground well permit, then you can transfer that there, we can equip it, and then at that point you're just turning the well on till you use your allotment of water, and then you shut it off, right?
I can't tell you how big of a deal that would be.
It would just be a supplement.
I think
that's a good step forward.
Yeah, I think if you could do that, maybe I don't want to give up, but adjust a couple of the other items.
Mayor Hopper brought up a good point.
I agree. I really think we should try to get
like you guys could even take somebody who has a residential well and wants to join the system, and you would take their water right, you'd give them a meter, they'd have to abandon their well because it wouldn't be drilled to culinary standards, but you could use that well permit and transfer it and go that route to get started.
Like George Shumway and Troy Mills?
It would put the district in such a good position.
Because then at that point, too, you're not putting a bigger burden on the wholesale side from Elsinore Town because you'd just be taking that water and then just be supplementing it from a well. And then in the future, if you can transfer more Brooklyn water, then that's fine. You can grow. Or if people do want to come in and add a connection, then they have to bring underground water with them. And
so, quick question. Would that get protested? Like, everything we do over in Millard County gets protested.
No, because all you're doing is moving a well from here to there.
You're just transferring use.
You're not creating a new burden.
Understood. Even that, those get protested. So I'm just curious.
So they do protest everything. I don't think they'd have
a hearing. They'll get a hearing and then they'll.
Yeah.
They'll even show.
Well, they don't even have a hearing most time. They just protest.
Exactly.
If they're on record.
Bless their body.
If they approved a well. I mean, could we go that route first and then see what money we have left
over? Yeah,
and
we
then
could.
We could lean towards what type of shop or what type of backhoe or something.
That's
going to be
smart move. So to do the well,
we need a well.
You're going to have to buy a couple of acres of ground. It's going to have to be certain distances from septics and some of that, right? So the cost of that's a little up in the air depending on access to power.
So Corey,
water line.
Before I take off, do we need to vote on what those look like?
No,
you actually can't.
No vote because it's not on the agenda.
But it'll be on there next.
But I do support all four of those. I don't know that we're going to be able to do the well and all that unless some of that contingency
comes back.
And we would just need to decide what's the lowest priority.
If we can do it well, I would say loop, but that's...
There's a possibility on the well, too, that... I mean, the size we're looking at would be something that would be future-proofed, right? Like, you'd probably never outgrow that. But if we had to, I mean, we could even look at, could we get by with an 8-inch? You know, could we get by with a 6? How far... How much water can we pump out of those? What does that look like? And because the cost difference between like a 6-inch and a 10-inch is double.
Yeah, but I would go at least 10.
10 would be ideal.
Yeah, I.
Then elsewhere,
looking down the road.
Elsewhere, get those 15-house subdivision cold cell water back to them.
Or else, the water back to us.
Yeah, we're gonna we can get you some 15-house subdivision going. We'll pump it the other way. Pump it the other way.
So okay, so
we want to build another 10.
You go to CIB.
I'll talk to Tyler Timmons tomorrow, and I'll let you know what he says, if he thinks we can get to February or if we need to go to March.
And so, and then our next meeting would be after that, right?
Next meeting is when? February, first Tuesday, right? Is that what we said on first Tuesday?
We got another meeting in January.
Yeah, this meeting was a special meeting to talk about the CIB funding. We have another one.
Yeah, the regular one.
You guys are crushing us.
Yeah.
I think it's the 16th.
It was,
next week.
I show the 15th. Thursday the 15th at 6 p.m.
Okay, that's right.
That's what I show.
Okay, regular.
So, my calendar.
Thursday the 15th. You need the building? Should I put it on the calendar?
Yes, please.
Will you send out a
reminder? 6 p.m. It is... Thursday the 15th is the planning and zoning meeting here. I'm going to split the... But if we start at 6, they don't start till 7, and we can split the room.
So my question is, are we going to have any information on what this was
supposed
to be tonight? I just would like something to go by the council.
Yeah.
On Tuesday.
So water rates?
Water rates, whatever.
Well, not so much rates, but...
But like the whole proposal briefly.
Of what the water purchase agreement is.
Yeah. So do we have anything close to that?
So we need to have...
So Eric's...
That big picture of how many gallons and...
This memo basically documents that whole process. 6.6 million gallons is what we're talking about.
But it's not including that other can.
And I guess that's the question. Do we want to buy 10 more from them, or do we want to put that into a well or buying some well rights, underground water of your own?
But
well,
we told them we would.
Because I don't know that trading a well for a connection, then... I mean, there's no money that's involved really with that other than you're providing a meter for that, right?
Well, it'd be the water right, you'd still charge them for the hardware.
Yeah.
And so, and that's the way your bylaws are written up right now, is they have to, essentially, they have to bring underground water to get a connection.
Or pay in lieu of.
Or pay the in lieu of.
Yeah.
So, so yeah, so without the 10 additional that you guys can buy, we're at 6.6 million. If we add those in, I mean, it's probably going to be... Probably not even seven, but it would be somewhere right there. But I think as far as a base of what we're talking, this serves the purpose. And then as long as everybody's clear, like, yeah, maybe that's still on the table that we try to buy those additional 10.
And she can mention that at the meeting too. We're at 6.6 million. If we do sell on the 10, it may bump to seven. And if everyone goes, oh, you know, then we can talk about that discussion.
As far as volume of water,
yeah,
they're not going to care. They don't even know.
And then... And so just for context, so this goes through as well. So it goes through and outlines how many meters there are, how many, what the gallons. So based off the original master plan, Elsinore Town is historically allocated 855 gallons per day per connection out there, 400 gallons a day for indoor use and 455 for outdoor. We understand that the addition itself uses less than that, but the way the master plan's been built was on a per average per house across your entire system. So so that's kind of where we've started. So 26,000 gallons a month per ERC is what you've historically held for storage in your tanks, production out of your wells, distribution through your piping. Which is 4.5 million gallons a month. And then you scroll down through.
So then she needs something spelled out for her that she can take to.
Council needs to see something.
Just send me something that I can.
Yeah, so I can get you this.
Yeah, I think that'll work.
And then it goes through. So in 2024, based off of what you build, the addition and Brooklyn Tap, that should be roughly your revenue for 2024. We've gone through and looked at averages over the last 5 years. So anyways, that's all kind of looked at. Proposed rate. So again, now we did take that 4.5 million and then put that 1.5 factor on it. And that gets us from an average day to a peak day, essentially, is what that's accounting for. Which is your 6.6 million gallons, which again, that could go up slightly. And then looking at your average revenues. So the average revenues over the last 5 years is about 51,000.
This would be good stuff.
Two options on the rate. So we looked at a base rate. So basically they pay $2,500 a month, whether they use a drop or not, up to 1 million gallons. And then after that, we charge per 1,000 gallons is kind of how this one's broke out. The nice thing with this is for the tiers of water that they should be operating in, it makes it really similar to what you're used to paying per 1,000 at Brooklyn Tap. You just have the $2,500 a month up front. The other option is to go without that and you just pay per 1,000 the whole way through. And then that just jumps you up a little. It just changes your, you know, your tiers essentially. So you start paying $250 per 1,000 a little sooner, start paying, I guess your three is the same. So it just changes that you pay for $250 per 1,000 a million gallons sooner.
And I like the top one, because that's basically what we do in town. There's a base rate, whether you use a gallon or not.
I know we talk about this a little. That would help you guys budget, because you know you're guaranteed to get much money from Brooklyn Tap.
Yes.
You can put aside for whatever, because if your system doesn't work, our system doesn't work.
Yeah.
So that's what I lean towards. I mean,
at the end of the day, the dollar amount's going to be the exact same, but just, but again, from
it's just a guarantee.
If something fluky happens, you know, just from their standpoint, it's simple.
They're not doing this through winter and summer.
Yeah, it does help them. It does help Elsinore Town a little bit in the winter, probably. It's your peak and you know your average and above, it's going to be about the same. So I can get you this. I can come visit if you're council meeting.
And you want to come to another council
meeting? Oh, yeah. I love him.
So it's always needed at his job.
You're on the agenda. I checked the agenda and made sure you were on the agenda.
Perfect. Get a copy for us as well, because we got to agree to from our side.
Right.
He has to take notes, yeah. and then we'll...
I would actually like to be there, but I've got a commitment with Richfield City that night, so I can...
On the 15th?
Yeah. Or is next Tuesday's your day.
Ours is on
next Tuesday.
Yeah, next Tuesday, yeah. So I'm...
Ours is on Tuesday the 13th.
Yeah. I'd like to be there for this one, but I'm just out.
Okay. So, and you...
What's going on, Rich?
It's
the hotel.
Asset agreement.
Come in.
It's the idea of... are they willing to offer an incentive for having another?
Yeah, so really from your side, so I've got a start on all of that from your guys' side. I've got the Elsinore one already basically together too, so
it'd be nice if you could
add
that.
Okay.
We talked about that one a little bit. So I'll just outline it. They're going to look into the account. I'm just going to say this is two ways you can do it. Service district, and I had them put them tax exempt because now we're a government agency. But they're going to come to us asking for some paperwork for their tax exempt. But the last couple invoices we did, I've got some invoice for you in my truck, are tax exempt, but we just need to get the paperwork or fill out a K-9 or whatever it is.
But we already have our number, so.
Okay. All right, yeah.
I think we can adjourn the meeting.
Well, if everybody's going to leave, we better.
Yeah, Debbie, let me grab you a little.
Okay, so next meeting will be